Our final coach on the teleconference is Michigan State head coach Danton Cole. The Spartans returned 20 letter winners this season and placed a trio of students on the preseason watch list, Tara Hirose, Patrick Kodorenko, and Mitch Lewandowski. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Interesting first year for us and building into the second year. I think there's a certain amount of excitement around our team. Like you said, we do have a decent amount of returners, and in particular, our top line with Kodorenko, Hirose, and Lewandowski, they'll be good and definitely warrant the players to watch. But, the freshmen coming in, I think, have done a nice job. But you know what? We're still in the process here of getting better and building things, and look forward to the Big Ten season. But realize it's going to be another tough year there. The teams. I don't know if everybody's improved equally, but I think everybody's improved, and it'll be a tough season for everyone, and it'll be similar to last year in terms of every game's contested from top to bottom, and we look forward to it here.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Frank Mazzocco, Gopher Radio Network. Frank, your line is open.
Oh, sorry about that. You got me now?
Yes, we hear you now.
Thanks. Coach, Frank Mazzocco here. We've all seen your top line play and the excitement they bring, but in your words, what makes them click? How do they gel so well?
Well, I think there's a couple things. And, I think starting off, over the years coaching, I've had some pretty good lines and pretty good players. And, to start with all the good lines, you have to have a certain hockey IQ. You have to understand how the game is played and have the skills to execute the things that you want to do. And all three of these guys have that. I think they really read off each other well. I think they understand when one guy has the puck, they do an outstanding job of the other two guys, working to get to openings. And, that's a hard thing to teach young men. I know we talk a lot about when you play without the puck defensively, that's what everybody thinks about. And, when I coach in the American Hockey League and with the national team, it's just as hard teaching guys to play without the puck offensively. And they just do a really good job with that. And their understanding of the triangles and the passing lanes that you want to create is outstanding. And like I said, they have the talent to make that pass and to finish that play. And then the other thing about them is that they're an extremely competitive bunch, and maybe not the most physical group, and a lot of times scoring lines aren't, but their compete level is extraordinary. And you can combine those things and do a pretty good line.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Michael Kaplis, Michigan Hockey.
Hey, Coach, can I get your impression on your goaltending situation and freshman Drew Durder?
Sure. John, Lefman had a good starting job and played most of our games. And he was very good, very solid, and, improved on his numbers from his first year quite a bit. We're going to need that improvement from him again this year. That progress has to keep coming. And, Coach Exter does a great job with our goalies, and John's worked incredibly hard this summer, and I think he'll continue on that trajectory. And, adding Drew DeRitter to the mix, Drew's an accomplished goalie, and he's done a lot of good things. I think he'll bring a lot of competition to that spot this year. And, and I mentioned it before with Kodorenko's line, but I'll say, the same thing about DeRitter. His compete level is off the charts, and it's already made a difference on the ice and off the ice for us. And, our hope is that those two drive each other, and they make decisions on us incredibly hard every Friday and Saturday night to decide who's going to be in the nets.
Thank you. Your next question is from Tom Maluski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Dan, I'm wondering if you can give us a update on where the potential renovations to Munn, where that process is, and what that would mean to just in terms of you building this program to where you want it to be, how it can factor into that.
Yeah, it's we're in a good place. So, you know, I've been here just over a year, and the total project is going to be about $16 million. And our first big hurdle we had to get over was kind of getting a little bit over halfway, and then present to the Board of Trustees and kind of get the approval to continue the planning, and that entails, you know, getting an architectural firm and, you know, and start making some plans. So, you know, we've got through that. We've got some real good things in place, and I think by next summer we'll be building, and that's kind of the timeline we're looking, and it'll take about a year before we get everything done and moved in. So probably two seasons from now is when that'll be done. So it's exciting, and you know, you have to continue to improve. And back when I played here, you know, Munn was was one of the best arenas in college hockey, and we made some real good improvements inside the building. I think the fan experience is outstanding. It's a great college rink in that aspect, and I think the upgrades we're going to make beneath the building and offices and weight room and all that will be top notch for us. So we're excited. I think the guys that get out on the road a lot and recruiting, I think that'll be good to have those plans. And we want to make this as good a place as we can for teaching and developing guys that want to go on to play in the NHL. And I think this will help us greatly.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Jeff Ennerin, South Bend Tribune.
Coach, I wonder if you could tell us how the preseason has been going along, and other than your top players, anybody else who's jumped out at you and who's made an impression?
Yeah, the preseason, it's always interesting with the limited hours. I think the change from last year, you know, we only had 2 hours on the ice last year to 4 hours this year. I think that's been a really nice decision by the NCAA, and I think it's much more realistic in terms of, you know, trying to get a team ready and for the common October 6th start date. So really our off season started with spring training last year and the ice and on ice stuff that we could do that we're allowed to do, and the off ice we kind of built through that and phase wise. Hey, we had some work to do, and you know, we didn't play as long as we wanted to, so we got started getting ourselves ready for this year right away, both mentally and physically. And I really like the approach the guys took in the spring and in the summer, and they've kind of picked right up. And I think culturally it's been a good thing. Our seven freshmen have come in and fit right in because of the work the older guys have done and the way they've led. So been real impressed with that. And then, you know, the guys on our team, I think, you know, a couple of our defensemen, the returning guys that logged a lot of ice last year, you know, Jared Rosberg and Zach Osborne and Tommy Miller, I think those three guys have done a great job, and there's going to be three freshmen that get a lot of ice time on the back end for us. So, you know, their leadership and quite frankly, they have to be like coaches for us in terms of teaching, you know, the Krieger twins and Dennis Cezanne, how to play and how to act and how to be a pro on and off the ice. They've done a great job. So, you know, those three young defensemen have been solid. And, I mentioned Drew DeRitter too. His presence has been outstanding for us. And so we really enjoyed that. And then I think up front, you know, there's a few guys, Sam Saliba will be our captain this year. And Sam had a good year last year. He didn't score as much as he did his freshman year, but I think he contributed in an awful lot of ways. And, you know, he's looked good, and we look for him to, you know, help bolster us and maybe get a really good second line and you know, give Kodorenko's line a little bit of help. So, you know, we look at guys like that, and Cody Milan, who's a senior and, you know, has had a really good camp, and then Logan Lambden as well. So, you know, we look for some depth there, and then hopefully over time our freshmen can pick it up and start putting some goals in the net to help us out.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Eric Vigo, The Athletic.
Coach, you've had some experience developing players at Ann Arbor. How is it different developing players at Michigan State, being that you play in such an unforgiving conference and, you know, it's such a difficult schedule in college hockey these days?
Well, you know, I guess to answer that in two ways. One thing that's interesting with the development program is that, you know, most of the games that we play over the 2 years, we're really not favored in. So it kind of gives you, you know, mentally and from a coaching aspect and a teaching aspect, a really good background in terms of how you get your teams ready, how you, you know, try and figure out how to, you know, go into games when you're not favored, you know, whether it's a second year with a bunch of 17-year-olds playing college games or your first year playing in the USHL with a bunch of underage guys. So, you know, from a strategic standpoint, from a mental standpoint, I think it's really good training. From an on-ice side, you know, the big difference for me is not so much the athletes or, you know, their willingness to learn or to learn and be ingrained and trying to get better. The big difference is just the amount of time difference. So with the U.S. team, I don't want to say it was unlimited time, but, you know, we didn't have hour restrictions for being on the ice or in the weight room and things like that, whereas, you know, the NCAA limits you a little bit in that sense. So, you know, that's been a little different. We just had to figure out how to maximize our time, be effective and be better teachers with a little less ice time in the preseason and postseason. But it's been real enjoyable. The kids have been real hungry. They've been, you know, we always talk about their availability being more important than their ability, and just being open to learn things, open to train a little differently, open to, you know, learn some things team-wise that we want to do and to get us back where we want to. So it's the guys here have done a great job, and at some point we're going to be back to where we want to be, and we're going to have to give these guys an awful lot of credit for changing a lot of things around here.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this season.
All right, thanks a lot.